This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
TikTok is trying to clean up its For You recommendations. Command your human-sized AI robot with natural language. And X's AI bot is so dumb it can't tell the difference between a bad game and vandalism. It's Thursday, April 18th, and this is Engadget News. TikTok is ramping up penalties for creators who post potentially problematic content and tightening its rules around what can be recommended in the app. The updates arrive as TikTok is fighting for its future in the United States and trying to convince lawmakers and regulators that its app is safe for teens. Under its updated community guidelines, set to take effect in May, TikTok has added a long list of content that's not eligible to be recommended in the app's coveted For You feed. The list includes some obvious categories like sexually suggestive or violent content, but it also adds topics that have previously been a source of controversy for the app. For example, the new guidelines bar videos showing dangerous activity and challenges, as well as many types of weight loss or dieting content. It also prohibits any clips from users under the age of 16 from appearing in For You. There's also a lengthy section dedicated to a wide range of misinformation and conspiratorial content, and if you would like to read those, just pull up this article at Engadget.com. In addition to the eligibility changes, TikTok says it will also begin to penalize creators who repeatedly disregard this guidance by making their entire account ineligible for recommendations, not just the specific offending posts. The company will also make their account harder to find in search. Additionally, the app is getting a new account status feature, which will help users track if they are running afoul of these rules. Much like the feature of the same name in Instagram, TikTok's account status will alert creators to strikes on their account and posts that run afoul of the app's rules. And an account check feature will allow users to track if they are currently being blocked from recommendations or otherwise unable to access features like messaging or commenting as a result of breaking the app's rules. The whole world is ragging on a barely functional $700 AI pen at the moment, but what if similar tech was squeezed into a gigantic robot that lives in your home? That's the worst-case scenario for the recently introduced Minty Bot, a human-sized robot that's stuffed to the brim with AI-adjacent bells and whistles. It's being advertised as the personalized AI-based robot you can mentor. It can run, walk sideways, and even turn, all with the same balance and control as a human. Manufacturer Minty Robotics also says it will adjust its gait when lifting heavy objects. It should be able to lift these heavy objects with ease due to the fact that it's, well, absolutely gigantic. Many of the models also have no head, which certainly does not recall any old-time myths about a scary demon on a horse. Minty Bot is stuffed with AI algorithms, natural language processing models, and software that unlocks advanced training techniques. The company says that this means the robot is not bound to a limited set of commands, and that it can even hold conversations with humans. As a matter of fact, users issue commands to the robot via natural language. It's a robot with two arms and two legs that can, in theory, do many of the same things we do. The company says that we can train it to do these things. This seems to sort of work like another controversial piece of AI tech, the Rabbit R1. To teach MentiBot a new task, you run a simulated version of the bot through a digital version of the task. The software completes the task over and over until it figures it out. Then the robot should be able to complete the task in the real world. This seems like an extremely lofty promise, but we'll wait to see the final result. Here's hoping it doesn't hallucinate and do whatever the heck it wants like other bits of AI tech. MentiBot does look quite agile. There are tons of videos of the robot being put through its places. It can run, and the arms and hands present a full range of motion and enough accuracy to perform delicate tasks. To that end, there's a video of it gently handing a piece of dinnerware to a person. While it's highly unlikely this robot will live up to the initial promotional materials when it arrives in 2025, it still seems pretty darn cool. This is an agile humanoid robot that weighs over 150 pounds. MentiBot will be available in two flavors. There's the residential bot, which is forced to do household chores. And then there's the commercial bot, which is forced to do manual labor. But here's the thing. No matter which you choose, for heaven's sake, be extra nice to the thing. Don't boss it around. Let it sit at the dinner table. Keep it away from the vast majority of sci-fi. It can watch Star Trek The Next Generation, maybe, as Data seems like a decent enough role model.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
So from that story, where you can train your personal robot using AI, flawlessly, of course, to this story about AI going off the rails. First, you should know that the Golden State Warriors guard Klay Thompson had a rough outing Tuesday night, missing all 10 of the shots he took in a loss against the Sacramento Kings, ending the team's chances of making the NBA playoffs. But then, almost as if to add insult to that injury, X's AI bot, Grok, generated a trending story claiming that Thompson was vandalizing homes in the area with bricks. Now, at this point, even casual basketball fans may be able to see what went wrong. But Grok isn't very smart, because it seems that after seeing users' posts about a player simply missing a bunch of shots, which is also known as shooting bricks, the bot took things literally, resulting in a completely fictitious AI-generated report. So in the event that this fabrication, which was the number 5 trending story at the time of writing, gets corrected or deleted by Elon Musk, Grok originally wrote, quote, "In a bizarre turn of events, NBA star Klay Thompson has been accused of vandalizing multiple houses with bricks in Sacramento. Authorities are investigating the claims after several individuals reported their houses being damaged, with windows shattered by bricks. Klay Thompson has not yet issued a statement regarding the accusations. The incidents have left the community shaken, but no injuries were reported. The motive behind the alleged vandalism remains unclear." End quote. Amusingly, despite pointing out the unusual nature of the story, Grok went ahead and put out some nonsense anyway. Granted, in fine print beneath the story, X says Grok is an early feature and can make mistakes. Verify its outputs. But even that warning seems to have backfired, as basketball fans began memeing on the AI with posts sarcastically verifying the AI's erroneous statement. For most people, Grok's latest gaffe may merely be another example in an ongoing series of early AI tools messing up. But for others like Musk, who believes that AI will be smarter than humans as soon as the end of next year, this should serve as a reminder that AI is still in desperate need of regular fact-checking. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by senior editor Carissa Bell and contributor Steve Dent, along with senior writer for reviews Sam Rutherford, and was produced and voiced by a real person at Spoken Layer. Enjoy your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.